Welcome, welcome, welcome to your practice of yoga nidra. And start by tending to your outer environment. Notice the space that you're in. Is it conducive for your practice? Do you need to dim lights? Light some incense, grab some stones, extra props, close the curtains. Let your tribe know that you're practicing. And then start to settle into your space. Grab all your props, your cozies, support the body in any way that you need. And as you settle in to your space, as you settle in, move in to your body, can you feel all the layers of stress and strain that you've been carrying begin to melt off, to lift off like a vapor from the body, as you allow yourself to slowly, gently, and simply relax? Yoga nidra means yogic or psychic sleep. And though it may happen for you, our goal is not simply to just fall asleep when we practice. Instead, this is your opportunity to allow the mind and the body to enter into a place, a space of deep relaxation. And this space exists somewhere in between awake and asleep, conscious and subconscious. So in this liminal, hypnagogic, surfing between both sides space, it's totally normal to feel yourself drifting off, right? We've all been there. You drift and then you almost catch yourself coming back to the sound of my voice, maybe wondering what you've missed, or was I asleep? Was I not? That's wonderful. I love that space. And being in that space means that you're healing, that you're unraveling, you're letting go, you're downloading, you're paving way for the new. It means you've allowed yourself to relax. The nervous system has finally settled down, and nobody is mad about that, right? And that's loosely, lightly the goal, hey? To bring our mind and our body into a place of deep relaxation so the parasympathetic nervous system, our heal, rest, and digest mode, is activated. It's turned on. Fight, flight, or freeze gets turned off. Oh, that was good. Turned off into that juicy place, that in-between space where the body begins to heal and repair itself naturally, effortlessly. So go ahead, make any final adjustments to your body that you'd like, that's speaking to you now. Something under the knees, the head, the tail, the arms, the heels. A blanket on top of you, any crystals or stones, eye coverings. Let your spine be long, legs and arms wide, palms face up or down, pull shoulders down as you tuck chin, open heart, scoop pelvis, toes flop out. And remember, you can always practice seated instead of lying down in Shavasana. So if this has piqued your curiosity, maybe see me after class. Send me a little note if you need some extra guidance on how to practice seated. You want to be reclined, not holding yourself up, support under the feet, blocks, or a stack of books. Just make sure you feel comfortable. laying down, seated. Maybe you try that next time. Settle down, settle in. Now, a little body scan from crown to fingertips and toe tips to simply notice. Become aware now of any areas where you're holding tension. Feel the shoulder blades melt down the spine, down into the earth, planted firm and steady here. Feel the glutes release and relax, shifting away any tension out of the low back, out of the hips. Feel the muscles in your face relax. And to help your body release even deeper, keep breathing normally, but begin to squeeze your hands into fists now. Keep breathing. Now curl your toes tightly together. Begin to tighten the muscles in your abdomen. Squeeze yourself tight. Squeeze the arms, the legs, the belly. Keep breathing. Now the neck, the face, whole body is tight. Take a huge breath in. Hold the breath. Hold tension in every cell, every layer of you. Tight, 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 tight. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Release, let go. Notice how you feel. Little bit of effort, the juice is worth the squeeze. We're gonna do this just two more times. You can do the hard things all together. Keep breathing, squeeze the fists, curl the toes, engage the calf muscles, the thighs, the glutes, the belly, the arms, the neck, the face, the head, shoulders up, keep breathing to the ears. Maybe you lift the head off the ground, hug everything in like a raisin towards your nose on the face. Huge breath in, take your time, fill up completely, hold. Tensing the whole body. Maybe you're shaking a little bit. Maybe you're laughing at the face that you have. And through the mouth, release. Unravel, uncoil. Feel that flush, that flood of energy. Tension dissolving like vapor out and off of the body. Third time's a charm. Good things come in threes. Through the nose. Excuse me. Keep breathing. In and out through the nose. Make fists. Keep breathing. Curl the toes. Engage and lock through the legs, the glutes, the low belly, the whole torso, the chest, the arms, the throat, the head, the face. Now take a huge belly breath in. And hold. Hold the breath. Squeeze even tighter, tighter. I promise this is worth it. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Through the mouth. Unclench. Release. Pull shoulders down. Arms wide. Toes floppy. Legs wide. Tuck of chin. Scooped pelvis. Settle down. And settle in. Feel the body become heavier, releasing, relaxing, letting go. Sometimes giving the body and creating tension as we just did, good job. And if you didn't join in, listen, good job for honoring what you want, what you need. But FYI, creating that physical tension helps to actively and quite quickly release any internal tension, body and mind. Can you feel that? The tense and release, there's quite a parallel with our practice and what it does for our mind. We give the mind these small little tasks and show it where we want it to relax. In this moment, just become aware of your breath without trying to change it or hold it or sigh it out. No manipulation, no judgment. Simply watch the gentle, natural inhale and exhale. The air coming into your nostrils, into your body, and then exiting the body through the nostrils. Starting to notice the sensation of air and its temperature, its texture as it comes in, following the path that takes you into your chest, down into the body, and noticing it as it empties from the body, feeling the temperature, the texture of the air as it exits the nose. Notice if your breath has any sound. Maybe you notice any scents or smells or aromas from the room, the space around you. Notice any sounds. Just notice and release. Then begin to allow the breath to expand even deeper, mindfully filling the whole rib cage, drawing the breath even lower into the belly. See if you can press out even below the belly button with the inhale. And then as you exhale, drawing the belly gently in, allow the lungs to close, to flatten, to empty. Drawing in, nourishing, full inhales, fill yourself up all the way with oxygen, expand all the way deep into the belly. Then allow the exhales to be cleansing and complete, taking with them anything that doesn't serve you. Maybe as you inhale, you silently count to four, filling all the way up. Maybe you hold your breath at the top for another count of four. And then as you exhale, internally counting for four. In for four, hold for four, and then a count of four as you exhale. A few rounds in this way, slowing down and deepening the breath, slowing our brain waves, our thoughts, allowing the mind to calm down. And throughout this practice today, if you find yourself caught in a flurry of thought, maybe you allow yourself to come back to the breath, to acknowledge the thoughts and allow them to pass as if they were those fluffy clouds in a bright, clear blue sky. Keep your breath steady. You can continue with the count or let it go. Bringing your awareness now into your heart center and see if you can locate the sensation of your heart beating in your chest. Notice if you can feel it, if you can almost hear it, this internal drumming, internal percussion with your whole body. And with the sensation of your breath, the pulsation of your heart, coming into a place where you meet with the divine, the seat of your consciousness, the center of you, your heart chakra, Anahata chakra. And search this sacred divine space for the intention for your practice today. Your intention can be one word. It can be a sentence, a statement, an I or I am. Something that reminds you of your true essence, your truth. Maybe something that brings you joy, that fills you with love and peace. It might even be accompanied by a vision of you as your highest self, in your truest nature, thriving. So see if you can create your one word or your I am affirmation with a vision of yourself in this light. And as you do, when you do, repeat your intention to yourself now in a positive statement, with faith, with feeling, 3 times. And allow the sound of my voice, paired with your intention, to be the anchors for this practice. And keeping your breath steady, we'll now practice rotation of consciousness. You'll hear my voice naming each part of the body, and you will simply acknowledge it and then release it. Catch and release as we move on to the next, without forming any attachments along the way. Acknowledge it, then release it. Catch and release. Draw your awareness first to the toes of the right foot. Feel the toes of your right foot release as you relax. Feel the sole of your right foot release as you relax. Feel your right ankle release and relax. Feel your right shin, right calf. Allow the right knee to be heavy and relaxed. The right thigh. Feel the right hip release any tension and relax. Feel the right side of your torso, the right chest, the right shoulder heavy and relaxed, the right upper arm, right elbow, forearm. Feel the right wrist relax, right palm, back of hand, and feel the right fingers release and let go as you relax. The whole right side of the body is relaxed. Now draw your awareness into the toes of the left foot. Feel all 5 left toes release down as you relax. Feel the sole of your left foot release, left ankle, shin, left knee heavy and relaxed. The left thigh releases, left hip, left side of the torso, release. Feel the left chest, shoulder, left upper arm, elbow, forearm. Feel the left wrist release, then the left palm, back of hand. Then feel each of the left fingers release and let go as you relax. The left side releases, relaxes. Draw your awareness now into your navel. Relax. feel the center of your chest. Release any tension and relax. Feel the center of your throat. Relax. Release any tension from your jaw. Feel the inner corners of your eyes. Relax. The outer corners of eyes. Relax. Feel any tension melt away from the center of the forehead. And allow the whole body to melt. As you relax, whole body is relaxed. Release everything. Everything is relaxed. Again, note body breathing. Inhale for four, hold for four, and exhale for four. I will keep track of the time. Just a few rounds in this way, unhurried. In for four, optional hold for four, exhale for four. Breathing with the body. Now listen carefully. Breathe in from your nose up to your third eye. Hold the breath here for four. Then exhale out third eye for four. So inhale four from nose to eyebrow center. Hold the breath here for four. As you exhale for four, breath out through third eye. A few more rounds in this way. Now on your next in-breath, breathe up and into the third eye, and exhale, remain here. Fall further back, behind the third eye. We'll now deep dive towards middle of the brain into a rapid visualization. As my voice names each thing, allow yourself to visualize, sense, and feel it on whatever, from whatever level feels natural to you. And then let it go as quick as it came, like a passing cloud moving on to the next. No effort. Just observe, without forming any attachments along the way. A catch and a release. green desert, cardinal feather, the belly of a Buddha, a deep, dreamless sleep, the face in the full moon, your reflection in a rearview mirror, a foggy, misty morning, the summer sun shining overhead, a bouquet of wildflowers and pine needles, a thick tree trunk, a bookmark, cool, clear aqua waters, sitting in a sauna, sweating, a relaxing Sunday drive in the countryside, a panda bear stretching under a tree, laughing with a group of new friends, a tight airport arrival hug, a golden candle burning, an empty temple on a mountaintop, an enchanted path in the woods, a dark cave, the sound of a bat's wings inside of the dark cave, a beautiful garden brook, your favorite book, the sound of my voice, your body lying where it rests. Has any thoughts come into your mind? Continue to allow them to pass. Catch and release. Body relaxed. Mind relaxed. Bring your awareness once again into your heart center. From brain center now to heart center, deep into the core of your heart. And here, find and imagine the color emerald green. This bright emerald green emanates and radiates outward from the very center of your chest. And see if that beautiful emerald green color that is shining and reflecting, watch as it begins to spread up into and through your head, down and out through arms, down towards your toes, filling and covering your entire body in an emerald green, shining, sparkling light. This is the light of divine love. This is the light, the energy of healing. Picture your body surrounded, cocooned in a crystal green light, and allowing the light to come into a little deeper any area of your body that needs extra healing. Allowing the light to correct any imbalance, bringing balance and restoration wherever you need it. Anywhere from your mind to a physical part of your body, an organ into the cellular level, restoring balance, creating healing. Picture your body resting, surrounded, infused by this beautiful emerald green light, as if you were hovering above yourself, looking down at yourself, cocooned in green. Notice the expression on your face and silently thank your body for the healing work that it is doing. Now, allow this part of you that is floating above, the observer, the spirit, to find your way now, to make your way into your secret garden. There is a garden that only you have the key to. Find yourself on an enchanting path that leads you to this garden. Make your way there. You eventually find the gate covered in ivy vines. You take a key in your right hand, unlock the gate, and allow yourself to enter, closing the ivy-covered gate behind you. Find yourself now in a magnificent, beautiful garden that is only yours, allowing your senses to be delighted and your eyes to feast on the glorious colors, the amazing, beautiful flowers, the babbling brook, noticing the fragrance in the air, any sounds in this place, trickling water, birds overhead, a buzz of a bee, making your way deeper into this garden, feeling the sensation of the soft, cool earth and soil beneath your feet, feeling the warmth of the sunshine on your skin, the lightness, the coolness of the air, walking a bit deeper and further, taking in the beauty of all your favorite plants, noticing the colors and the textures you're surrounded by. As you walk in this place, notice the clothes you're wearing, how you're dressed, the expression on your face, the lightness in your step, how relaxed your shoulders, how open your heart, how content your being. This garden exists as a place for your spirit, your soul, your whole being to rest, to replenish and recharge itself. Come back into oneness with the divinity that is you. Allow yourself to feel this peace more and more deeply. Allow any stress or strain or heavy to continue to lift like a vapor, evaporating from you now, walking along the path even deeper into your garden, finding a beautiful place to rest, a place where your spirit gets to sit in meditation. Find your comfortable seat, shoulders soft, spine tall. Sit and sort everything that has been weighing you down, hindering your progress, burdening your heart, sifting out the true and the real from the stuff that has simply expired. Seated in stillness, and coming back to truth. in the beauty of your garden, coming back to the truth that you are always divinely supported, loved beyond measure. You are not only seen, you are heard, understood, valued. You are intimately known. There is more before you than you can see. Your present, your future is beautiful and bright. Seated here, bathing in this truth, that you were created on purpose, with a purpose, and for a purpose. Sitting and bathing in this truth, remembering your intention and repeating it back to yourself now. Sitting in your garden, taking in its beauty and the peace that finds you here. Repeat to yourself, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Repeat your intention to yourself once more and see if there's anything else that you can take with you from your garden today. Maybe there's a flower ready for you to pluck that reminds you of beauty, of truth, that you are so, so incredibly loved. This garden exists for you to come back to whenever you like. It is made for you. Only you hold the key. If you feel like you're ready to come back into the physical reality of your body, begin making your way back to the ivy-covered gate of your garden. Open it, allow yourself to exit, and lock it behind you. Slowly make your way back down the enchanted path that leads you right back to your physical body once again. Remembering your physical body covered in emerald healing light, radiating from head to toe in healing, loving light. Breathe yourself back in to this space. Long, slow, smooth, steady breaths here. Feeling the subtle expansion of your lungs and your belly on the in-breath, and the gentle emptiness coming with every out-breath. You are always welcome to stay here, to make your way towards sleep, maybe a moment of reflection, integration, and stillness, or feel free to start gently waking the body back up, keeping eyes closed. Tiny movements of the head swaying side to side. Nice little massage for the back of the neck. Maybe you squeeze the toes, clenching into fists. Maybe you draw the arms overhead. Big stretch, give yourself a hug. Any movements or stretches or tense and release shimmies and smiles. Stay on your back. Roll to your side. Come to belly or to an actual seat. Pause. And before you open your eyes, maybe take a moment now to rub your palms together if it's available. Generating a heat within the palms. And then cover or cup each eye with the palms. Then slowly blink the eyes open. Feel that heat penetrate the eyes, the brain, the body. Then remove the palms, place them down to your chest. Pause. Breathe and be. Bathe and bask in the truth that you were created on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. With hands at heart center. Thank you for allowing me to guide you. You are so loved. Hear that, feel that. I love you. I see you. I'm grateful for you. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.